Do you swear? And if you swear, does it make you feel better? Is that why you do it? It's Hannah and Raven.
I find that I have days where I don't swear at all. I mean, and string a lot of them together. And then I have other days where all of a sudden I'm swearing left and right. And I'm using it very creatively in spaces where it doesn't even make sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think I only swear if I'm very, very upset. And, mm-hmm. and according to all this new research, there's actually a good reason for it. This is Dr. Roger Stevens. He's the director of psychology at Keele University.
We've done research before that shows that swearing does seem to help people cope with pain. The swearing is setting off a natural pain-relieving phenomenon called stress-induced analgesia.
Stress-induced analgesia.
Algesia?
Algesia. Yeah, and it actually
does. I just booked a trip for that.
Algesia?
I'm going to Algesia. They have the best beaches.
Beautiful beaches at Algesia.
Like going there this fall.
But they're saying what it does is actually it triggers something in the brain that it's almost like this... fight or flight kind of...
Like an endorphin.
Yes,
something
exactly.
Something like that. Okay.
And it actually can make you tolerate pain longer than if you did not swear.
Oh, okay. So I guess those guys screaming in your gym were kind of doing something? Right.
Yeah. Right.
Like, get it up, bro!
It's true. But what they did, and they continued on in this, which I thought was very interesting, is a lot of us use word substitutions.
Okay.
You can't always, and you should not always, be using these inappropriate words that are offensive to some people.
Of course.
But what they did is they found out that the fake swear words, like the ones that you make up, just can't compete with the real thing when it comes to tolerating pain.
It's like decaf. It's like the decaf of swear words.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not really going to help you in that situation.
Like every once in a while, I'll yell, darn it.
Uh-huh.
And it just doesn't feel
good. Doesn't feel good enough.
Right. What's your, like, what's the word that you use to substitute using a real swear word?
I think that I just, you know, most of the time it's like, you know, Samity Sam. I'll just go into mumbling and blithering to myself, you know. The older I get, the worse they become, too.
Yeah. So I guess we can't always use swear words because, like we've said, it's not nice. So 1-800-330-9999. What's the word that you use so you don't swear? That go-to word that's your substitution for a bad word.
It's got to be toeing the line, though, too. You want to make it like a radio edit, right? It's
got
to be something that when somebody hears it, they go, whoa, they know you're mad. But then they think it over in the head and they're like, well, they didn't actually say anything bad.
They said it politely. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Yeah. New research is looking at the way that swearing helps us tolerate pain longer. And it's true. There's actual science behind it. It's Anna and Raven. But what they found is that if you use imitation swear words, which I think a lot of us do because it's not polite to swear, it doesn't have the same relief effects on our brains that if you use the actual swear word.
It's fake, man. It's fake. It's decaf.
Right.
The decaf of your pain relief for swearing.
So what this study set out to do, here's Dr. Emma Byrne. She's explaining it.
I am really fascinated as to whether or not it's possible to create a swear word that isn't also offensive. So if we can find something else that has the positive effects of swearing without the side effects of offending the people around you, that would be terrific.
They threw some of these out there and rejected all of them.
Okay.
Ranktangler.
Ranktangler.
Right. Ranktangler!
I mean, actually, that one I kind of like.
You like
it's
that?
Just all about how you deliver it.
Bolterkump?
That one sounds questionable.
Mm-hmm. Zars?
That one's no good.
Spinker.
No, that one sounds like, you know what? That one could be discriminatory. I don't like that one.
Okay.
That one sounds a little too offensive to me.
1-800-330-9999. What is the word that you use instead of swearing, your alternate swear word? It's Anna and Raven.
Sugar honey iced tea.
Sugar honey iced tea. Yes, a classic, but still good. Sugar honey iced tea does the job well.
Yeah.
Remember the first time you figured out what that meant when you were young? You were like, oh, that's great.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Do you know I never really realized it?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I just thought it was like, you know, instead of saying, you know what, you say sugar, but then you just keep going because, I don't know, you're creative. But that's not.
No, it's not.
Sugar, honey,
yes,
iced tea.
Thank you. You just figured out an acronym.
Gosh.
Thank you. And Rick, what is your replacement swear word?
Since I'm a teacher, and I can't really swear very much in school and not get fired.
Yeah.
I say, shut the front door.
Shut the front door. I love that. Raven. Leslie Mann delivered that in This Is 40. And I've loved that phrase ever since. Well done, ma'am. Well done.
You say that a lot, shut the front door.
Oh,
you
say
that a lot, right?
It feels
here.
Good. It just comes out strong.
Yeah. Hi, Anna and Raven. What words do you use instead of swear words?
I use the word mojo jojo. From the Powerpuff Girls. So I did replace them a couple of words.
That's a good one.
What is it, Mojo Jojo?
Oh, I can tell you what it is right now.
Mojo Rojo?
Don't tell us what it is, because then we'll all be in trouble.
No, but how do you say it? Mojo Flojo?
No, I just say, like, Mojo Jojo, you know.
Mojo Jojo.
Right, because that was just gonna, it was going to rip out. The other one was going to rip right out her mouth.
I still don't understand what it's supposed to be for.
Are you serious? Don't. We can't spell it out. We're going to get in trouble.
I mean, I know what you mean, ma'am. Like, mom, mom, blah, blah.
I know exactly what you mean, ma'am.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What word do you use instead of swears?
Well, this is a word a friend of mine used to always say because she didn't want to curse. You're too
That's really close. I mean, I'm afraid to play that on the radio. I got to be honest with you.
Like, you don't have to, but I have to share it.
We might have to beep it out, even though it's not bad.
Right.
Have a great day, you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right, you want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. What words do you use instead of swears? Researchers found out that there's actually a reason why we feel better when we swear. There's something in our brain that actually releases endorphins that help us feel better when we say these bad words.
Sweet.
It's Anna and Raven. But what they wanted to do was create a bad word that wasn't really offensive to people, because let's be honest, it's not nice to swear.
The saccharin of swear words is what you're saying.
Right.
Right. But, a substitute.
Still, yeah, but still have like that positive effect on the brain where you're not feeling as much pain and you're getting that relief that's actually saying the bad word.
What'd they come up with?
So after extensive research, scientists came up with two words they thought might work, and they conducted a test group. Here they are testing the words while they were putting these people through pain.
Fouch. Fouch.
Fouch!
Twizz pipe
and fouch were the two that they, after extensive research,
decided. And then
decided,
they're inflicting pain.
Yep.
Did they work?
Well, good question.
We found that swearing helps pain thresholds as well as pain tolerance. However, did fouch and twist pipe help people cope? No, not at all.
I wouldn't think so. I just feel like we need to report this to somebody there. They can put all the fancy music they want behind it, but it sounds like there are terrible things happening to people somewhere in a building somewhere.
It's an interesting research project, but let's be honest. That swearing does sometimes give you relief.
But of course it does.
But you're not supposed to swear. So what is the replacement word that you use so you don't actually say one of those bad words? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's yours?
Oh, tease it twice.
You what?
Say it again.
Oh, tease it twice.
It's harder to even say it incorrectly than to say it the other way.
Right. Right. I don't know if I could do that one. It would take some practice.
Trying to be a good Catholic, you're trying to model for your kids.
That's funny. Anna and Raven, what word do you use instead of a swear word?
Okay, for the S word, I replace it with, pit. And then the B word, I'll say, you switch.
So rhyming things.
I catch myself, but I rhyme my swear words.
I would rhyme too, but I'm pretty sure I would screw up somewhere along the way.
It's like trying Pig Latin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it works for a moment when you're in high concentration, and then after that, you've blown it.
Right.
And now you're suspended.
Right.
But thank you for the call.
Thank you. And on Raven, what's the alternate word that you use so you don't swear?
Mother freaker.
See, Hayden.
What the frick?
Hayden started, my 11-year-old said freak one time. She's like, what the freak? And I yelled at her.
Right.
I told
her
it was a bad word. And then I was like, is it really a bad word? And then I'm like, if you're using a substitute word, is it really still?
On Gold Rush, Alaska, that's when you know somebody's really, really mad on the mining site.
When they say freaking?
Frig.
Oh, frig. Oh, yeah.
Frig's bad, man. Thanks for the call. There's something wrong with the sluice box. What the frig?
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad.
And Raven, what's the alternate word you use to swear?
Well, do you remember the show Battlestar Galactica? They had the word fracking, F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G.
Fracking.
They used it continuously.
Fracking right after fricking. It's the same family.
We're just trying to find different words that start with the letter F.
They're tough. They're tough cousins, all right? They're angry cousins. Have a great morning,
Fruit Loops?
And Raven, what's your substitute swear?
Frigabos.
I don't like frig.
You know what you're going for.
It's kind of like a fig, and I don't like figs either, or Fig Newtons. Those are disgusting, disgusting cookies.
Figs are healthy and delicious, and Fig Newtons are very tasty. They are the tastiest of the dry cookies.
They're fake cookies.
They don't even deserve to be called cookies. All right. You know what? I can't deal with you.
Frigabos.
I like the way you did it. Thank you, ma'am. And I like Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
And Raven, replacement swear word.
I always say sushi.
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 Right.
Yeah. Sushi sounds sounds messy.
It doesn't really bring me anger. It brings me joy.
It sounds to me like you're done with them. Sushi means I wash my hands of you.
Dragon roll! No.
Thank you for the call.
Wasabi!
All right. Ann Raven, what is your replacement swear word?
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
That, I mean, you've taken something beautiful and made it so sad.
But yet that's the thing is Mother Nature is so powerful. Ann Raven, what is your replacement swear word?
Mother, father.
Mother, father?
Mother, father.
Believe me. Mother, father.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, when you said it like that, I almost hit the dump button.
Mother, father, aunt, uncle, cousin.
All right, this is enough.
Stepfather.
Oh, my God. Stop repeating it.
Third aunt, twice removed.
Oh,
second cousin.
Right, don't make me pull this mother, father car over.
Right.
I'm going to whip your mother. Oh, I got to go.
Thank
you for the call.
We're going to get in trouble. Anna and Raven, what's an alternate swear word that you use?
Anna, I am beautiful, intelligent, talented, charming, and hot to death.
Oh, I got you now.
And I am a female up in this place.
Right.
Yeah, you go.
Right. Are you still trying to spell it in your head? Because I can write it down and show it to you.
No, Anna. I got it. I spelled it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Right.
Thank you for the call, dear.